Homelessness is a growing crisis on the West Coast, and especially in California. The state has spent $13 billion in just the last 3 years to help homeless people. But World's Sarah Schweinsberg visited a homeless ministry in Southern California that's addressing more than just the physical needs of the homeless. The East County Transitional Living Center is also challenging men and women to see their depravity and God's sovereignty.
Joey Alleman pushes a bright red Target shopping cart out from an alley where someone left it.
I mean, we find carts that are empty. We find carts that are full with stuff. I mean, I found a Rubbermaid container filled with clothes.
38-year-old Alleman wears a bright yellow safety vest, khaki shorts, and thick work gloves. He loads the cart along with an abandoned couch into the back of his work truck. The city of El Cajon in Southern California pays him and his crew to clean up trash and abandoned furniture and to wash sidewalks. Alleman takes a lot of pride in making the city beautiful.
It's like no matter where you live, you want to take care of your community.
Alleman says most of the messes he cleans up are left behind by the city's large homeless population. El Cajon has the second highest number of homeless people in San Diego County. Last year, the city spent $1.5 million on programs addressing homelessness. But Alleman doesn't see that money making much of a difference.
Just giving them money or putting them up in a place momentarily or whatever, it's obviously not working. So I think we all need to come together and find a better solution.
Joey Alleman found his own solution to homelessness at the East County Transitional Living Center, or ECTLC. The Christian ministry's one-year program offers homeless men, women, and families a chance to get on their feet and then keep standing. Before joining, Alleman had a tumultuous life. He sold drugs, had been shot, ended up in prison 4 times, and was out of friends. He Googled homeless shelters. ECTLC popped up.
They took me in right away, and it's been a blessing from day one. They've really helped me out a lot, physically, mentally, emotionally. And my life has changed for the better.
18 years ago, a group of local Christians noticed the growing number of homeless people in the city. So one of them offered to buy a rundown, crime-ridden motel right off a freeway. The plan? Use it to house the homeless. Harold Brown helped fix up the motel and get the program started. Today, he directs ECTLC. Standing in the middle of the motel courtyard, he points out its features. There's a swimming pool, a small playground, and picnic tables. All of the motel's rooms open directly to the courtyard.
So as you look, it's 101 rooms. The two-story is all families. The single-story is women. I have about 10 rooms that are families and then men.
Right now, the motel can house up to 500 people. Each family gets their own room, while the single men and women live in dorm-style rooms.
So these are standard single women's, single men's rooms, 5 bunks in a room.
ECTLC packs people in tight because demand to enter the program is high, especially for families. There's consistently 100 families on the ministry's wait list. When a new resident arrives, ECTLC provides for all their physical needs. Shelter first, but also clothes, hygiene items, and meals.
We have a clothing room. We have a laundry room. I'll show you this I call Fort Knox.
Fort Knox is a supply room named for all of its valuable essentials. Diapers, baby formula, laundry detergent, and toilet paper.
And we use 2,000 rolls of toilet paper a month.
But meeting physical needs is only one component of helping the homeless. Harold Brown says many of the program's participants need more than just a roof over their heads and a job. They need help overcoming addictions. They also need emotional and spiritual healing, as well as discipleship.
Because, there's a myth out there that if you give a homeless person a job, that's all they need. And that's not what they need, not initially anyway. Eventually, they do need that job, but they have to be prepared to actually be a good employee, report to a supervisor, even become a supervisor.
Brown knows this all firsthand. He was once a homeless addict with 121 felony charges. Meeting Jesus at a rescue mission finally changed everything.
That's the core of our program is to introduce them to Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, and then prepare them to be successful people out in the community.
To do that, the program doesn't actually start here. When someone joins, ECTLC first sends them off to an off-campus location. Single men go to a 12-acre ranch. Single women go to a 10-bedroom house. There, the men and women do work projects and Bible studies. Brown says it's a chance to detox from substances, from toxic behaviors and relationships, from life.
Because you have all kinds of excuses inside of you that justifies this behavior that you're living in. And you have to get rid of all of that. And the tool we use is the Word of God. It's simply the Word of God.
That detox made all the difference for Jonathan Huberger. 16 years ago, he was a five-time felon strung out on meth and on the run from the police. Members of a biker gang dropped him off at ECTLC. He went to the ranch, where he encountered Scripture, and broke down.
At just the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. And that was that day for me. So
a few days later, police came to the ranch to arrest him. The officers had dealt with Huberger before, so they were surprised at the man they encountered.
But they saw a difference in me, and they said, don't leave, and we're going to make everything disappear. And they did.
Jonathan Huberger ended up staying at the ranch for the next 6 years. Eventually, he joined the staff and became a pastor. Today, he directs the men's program.
I think that the ranch is crucial. It gets you away from all this down here.
After men and women finish 3 months off campus, they move into a motel room at ECTLC's main campus, where the next 9 months of the program begins. When a homeless family joins the program, they live on campus right away. At ECTLC, everyone spends time in life classes, Bible studies, and counseling. They can get their high school GED and take college courses. Through it all, they're also required to work. At first, staff assign residents jobs around the motel, cleaning, maintenance, and working the front desk. Then, later, they get jobs off campus, at restaurants, a meatpacking plant, and in landscaping. Once a resident has a job, they pay a third of what they make to ECTLC for living expenses. Another third goes into savings, and the last third is for day-to-day needs. Resident Danny Guzman is working in the cafeteria this evening. He's handing out silverware and red and green trays that get filled with chicken sandwiches and coleslaw.
My brother, bless you.
Guzman came to the East County Transitional Living Center with his wife and four-year-old daughter 4 months ago. He used to be a well-off businessman with a big house. But after a series of failed business ventures and bad decisions, his family ended up living in a hotel for 5 months.
Once you get to the point where you're living day to day, oh man, it gets hard. You don't know if you're going to eat or not.
When Guzman came to ECTLC, he was mentally and emotionally defeated. Here, he realized that his problem hasn't been a lack of skills or intelligence. It's been a lack of character.
When things got rough, it was easier for me to start something else than to endure the hardship and see the fruits of it, you know what I mean? And that's what I'm learning. That's what, for me, the character, the integrity, all that is.
While Guzman and his wife work around the motel, a co-op of parents watch their daughter in a colorful daycare room. ECTLC parents rotate providing childcare for each other between their work schedules. And for teens, there's an after-school game room. It has video game consoles and ping pong tables, where older kids can hang out until mom and dad get home. Director Harold Brown says many people who join the program quit. They aren't ready to accept living with a structured routine. They aren't ready to give up old habits.
About half of the people that go into first phase leave. About 25% of them, they'll come back. They'll be back out there for a week or so and come back and say, can I give them another chance?
Solving homelessness is not easy, because people are not easy. But for those who stick with ECTLC's program, there's hope for a new beginning. Remember Joey Alleman collecting shopping carts and abandoned furniture? ECTLC helped him get work with the city of El Cajon. He's finished the program, but he isn't ready to head back out on his own just yet. But when he does, he'll have savings and a built-up resume. And he says the same man won't be leaving.
I've always had Jesus in my life, but just the whole putting him more and having faith that no matter what I do, he's got me, and not to worry about things because he's in control, and just he's lifted so much off of my mind and stuff the whole time I've been here, and just focus on what's in front of me and do the best I can.
Reporting for World, I'm Sarah Schweinsberg in El Cajon, California.